This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pete, the Vikings chose not to franchise Sam Darnold. And for those that don't understand, in its most simplest terms, yeah. This means you pay, I believe it's what, an average of the highest, top five highest salaries at the position.
Yeah.
To keep him for 1 year, and then he is not a free agent. They chose not to franchise him because the price would have been somewhere around $40 million. And so Sam Darnold could certainly come back to the Vikings, but I don't think we're going to see that. He's going to go somewhere.
And potentially, couldn't you sign and trade him, though? I mean, and that's the one thing that bothered me. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
They could have. Yeah. They could have signed and traded him, but I don't. But, I mean, you know as well as I do in the NFL that there's so much information that goes around. Everyone knows that the Vikings wanted to either franchise him and sign him, but everyone knows that he wasn't going to be the starter next year. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
The way that information is out. So as an opposing GM, you're like, well, why would I trade for him when I know he's going to be a free agent? Unless you don't want to get into a bidding war, which is that's where the interest comes in. Mm-hmm. I think, for right or for wrong, I think the final two games of his season this year hurt his chances for everything.
Here's why I push back a little bit.
Go
on
ahead.
That, though. I look around the NFL, and there are so many spots right now that if the team decides to take a quarterback, is that quarterback really ready in the NFL? Because 95% of them probably are not really ready to start as a rookie,
okay.
Right? And so because of that, I think – that's what makes it sort of interesting for me is do you go with Sam and realize that those last couple of games that we played and we lost and he didn't play very well. I still go back to the quarterback whisperer let him down. They needed to get rid of the ball quicker. We had an offensive line that had a jailbreak on him. They were getting worse and worse and beat up, and he had less opportunities out there. And I'm saying all this as a guy who was pushing back on Sam Darnold when everybody loved him. And now I'm thinking, you know, at this point in the juncture, he's a guy who they don't think he's that good. Yeah, the real Sam just showed up in the final two games. I don't think that's the case. And by the way, our receivers played poorly in those last two games as well. They did not get free of the defensive backs of Detroit and L.A. And so I think there's a lot of pieces to this whole puzzle trying to put them together. By the way, I just wanted to tell you real quick because this just came across. Myles Garrett just signed the largest contract ever to somebody other than a quarterback. $40 million a year. Cleveland. He stayed at Cleveland.
He's going back in Cleveland.
Yep.
That's interesting.
So
now Von Miller got released this morning too, which is interesting.
And you know, you look at Von's age and all the rest of it, and he's deteriorated somewhat as far as his production and everything. So that one kind of makes sense to me, to be honest with you. But the Myles Garrett is a little bit surprising, but they must have convinced him that they're going to go out and actually get the right players to get them the possibility of being a playoff team. I'll tell you what, I'm not really sure who the best quarterback fit is. Is it Daniel Jones? I mean, somebody like that, you know, Daniel Jones' athleticism, he was on a terrible team. That's why he got picked as high as he did when he went to the Giants. They didn't get him all the right pieces to make him better. And I think that's part of the problem, because that guy is a great athlete, a heck of a quarterback. He just hasn't been in the right place yet. He's been stuck in with the New York Giants, who are absolutely in a hole.
I have a lot of – so I'm going to push back on your pushback, Pete.
Sure.
And so here's the problem for me, is what this comes down to is it better to be a has-been or a never-was? And what I mean by that is not that any of these guys are has-beens or never-was. What it means is Sam Darnold's tape up until this year was, we can agree, was not good.
Right.
It wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And the problem then is, as soon as you start to regress towards that mean, which he did for those two games, mm-hmm. and I agree the cast around him wasn't great, but I'll go with Troy Aikman's take that, and this is borrowed from him, that if you're a good enough quarterback, you have to figure out a way to overcome some of those things. Mm-hmm. Some of them, not all of them. Mm-hmm. The problem is that you've seen again the old Sam Darnold. And so now the doubt of, do I make this investment, because it's now on tape on how to beat him. Mm. So will he be as effective? And then you have to ask yourself, is my coaching staff and quarterback staff good enough to make Sam Darnold what he was this year with Kevin O'Connell? Mm-hmm. And then you have to ask yourself, if you're looking at a rookie quarterback, because for better or for worse, the rookie quarterbacks, there's still a guess there of just how high their ceiling can be, because you don't know.
Right.
You don't know yet. Mm-hmm. As soon as you know, that's when the problem comes in. We know how good Sam Darnold can be and how bad Sam Darnold can be. We've seen it this year. Mm-hmm. What we don't know is, and when you're looking at rookie quarterbacks and guys you draft, you're looking at hope springs eternal. This guy could be what we saw on tape in college, because we have no evidence of anything differently. Mm-hmm. And so to me, when you're looking to invest your money on something, you are going to invest on the idea or the portion of this where the ceiling is higher, as opposed to knowing where the ceiling stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you make great points. You know, if I go back and I start looking at the Detroit game, or I start looking at the Rams game when he, as you said, started to fall back and look like the old Sam Darnold. You know, here's an interesting thing. When you look at the Rams game, and I look at what Sam did in that game, he was 25 of 40, 245 yards, a touchdown, an interception. That's not terrible. I know everybody presumed that was terrible, and they made the decision it was terrible, but he actually outdueled Stafford to some degree in that game himself. So put up about the same yards and all the rest of it. But, you know, I look at our defense. And I said it all year, Dave, and I continue to say it, and nobody else seems to want to listen about the idea that, hey, this is a defense that's giving up close to 400 yards in about 8 or 10 games. Mm-hmm. So for all the people who kept saying Bflow is the greatest guy ever and he's the best D coordinator we've seen in a long time and all the rest of these things, I think some of those things have to come into play. And by the way, Sam was sacked 9 times in that game against the Rams. So was that defensive line ripping us apart, all those young guys that are going to be there for a while? They don't have huge salaries and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
They lit us up. Now, is that on Sam because he's holding the ball? Probably a little bit. But I also think if you go back and you look at the tape of the Rams game specifically, you're going to see that he gets back, and by the time he plants his back foot, he's got guys in his face. So it is different. I mean, is he holding the ball? Well, it looks like he's holding the ball, but actually the reality is these guys were coming after him, and our offensive line was absolutely pathetic, and specifically in the Rams game, and they were pretty bad in the Detroit game too. So, you know, it's funny. Everybody loved Sam Darnold throughout the season. He's the greatest thing ever. Some of the guys were saying MVP, and then all of a sudden now he's back and he's suddenly one of the worst. I don't think so. I think his free agency is going to be very high.
I was one of those guys, and again, I'm not saying he's the worst. I am saying if I'm going to put my money somewhere and invest, I don't like that uncertainty that old Sam Darnold will come out.
Yeah.
Now, all this being said, I think you and I can both agree, if it's the right situation, and that's truly what you have to, if you're a general manager looking at Sam Darnold, you have to say to yourself, is this the right situation for him to succeed? Do we have the offensive line? Do we have the receiving threats? Do we have coaches that can accentuate what he does well and make sure? Do we have the run game so that it takes a little bit of pressure off him? All of those things now, Pete, where do you see? Because I think the whole time we had talked a little bit about the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Now Geno Smith goes to the Raiders.
Right.
Does he so where is the best landing spot now for Sam Darnold in your mind?
Yeah, I was thinking it was the Raiders. It made a lot of sense to me, and they have their ties back to USC, even though they weren't there at the same time. It's a brotherhood just like anything. So that one made the most sense to me, but now that's out of the way, maybe it's one of these for instance, what if you're the Tennessee Titans and you've got the first pick. And now all of a sudden you can go out and say, well, we like this defensive end, this edge rusher from Penn State. We think the world of him. We can take him and we can sign a guy like Sam Darnold. Suddenly you've got a quarterback. What was really missing with Tennessee? And a lot of us probably didn't see a lot of the games, but one of the things for sure, because I did watch some of the games, they had no quarterback. You go back and look at what they had at quarterback for the last 2 years at Tennessee. They have nobody. And there are some talented guys around them. So, you know, offensive line, they've got some good offensive line. They've got some good defensive players as well. So I think that's one of those things that could turn around. So maybe Tennessee's a good spot. This free agency, we all know one thing. This will be a monstrous year for free agency, especially because of the fact that the caps went up by $22 million. That gives a lot more leeway to a lot more teams to make some of these decisions.
It's amazing. And I know we got to kind of put a bow on this and move on, but how amazing is it that the NFL's cap is going up? Meanwhile, basketball, and baseball are facing some of their most pressing financial hardships in the history of the league. It's amazing. It just tells you everything about the NFL, doesn't it?
And real quick, Dave, I'll tell you this. Yeah. I met up with a friend of mine who happens to be a very successful businessman. He actually looked at the Minnesota Twins. And he said to me, he goes, they were looking closer for 1.6 or 1.7. He said, not a chance. They're probably closer to 1.4 at best. So I think that's something. And we haven't talked much about that with the Twins, but we still don't have owners there, right? And we're still ironing out a lot of the ownership of professional teams in the state of Minnesota, which makes it a pretty interesting time, especially with, you know, the Wolves.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And, of course, the Twins.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.